Hundreds of people stood in the rain outside the Salt Lake City and County building Monday night to hold a candlelight vigil for the victims of the Orlando, Florida nightclub shooting. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
It was like an extension of last week's Pride Festival, but the rainbow flags that peppered the lawns outside City Hall Monday represented solidarity in the face of tragedy, not celebration.
I came out because I was sad and scared, and I wanted to be a part of my community.
Trevor Smith is a Salt Lake City resident and Florida native. He didn't know anyone personally who was killed early Sunday inside the Orlando gay club Pulse, but his friends back home do.
So that's been the most tragic for me, is to see myself in my friends and for them to see themselves in the victims.
Community activist Leslie Ann Shaw referred to gay nightclubs like Pulse as places where LGBT people find solace.
If you can't wrap your head around a bar or a club being a sanctuary, you've probably never been afraid to hold someone's hand in public.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski spoke at the vigil. She called for a conversation about gun laws and mental health.
It's past time for sensible gun safety laws in this state and in this country. And it is sensible to keep military-style weapons off of our streets.
Utah's Republican Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox spoke as well, saying he didn't want to make the vigil a partisan event. He says Orlando isn't dealing with this weekend's events alone.
Our law enforcement has been in touch with their law enforcement. We share information. We want to make sure that this doesn't happen here or anywhere else.
Salt Lake City joined dozens of other cities around the country that held vigils to honor the wounded and killed in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Whitney Evans, KUER News.